They talk about placemaking in public art.
City Department of Culture and Creative Development's Jimmy LaFleur.
And that's about trying to connect our built environment to the people that live there and the culture and the history that we all share.
We walked this bridge a few hundred yards east of the AT&T Center.
We are at East Houston Street, right at the Solano Creek Bridge.
Embedded into the new thick concrete railings of that four-lane bridge was art. Lots of it. Artists Diana Kersey and Bernice Williams created 40 panels, each made of architectural ceramics.
And each of the panels are handmade, and they reference something specific. Maybe they're creatures that are in the Salado Creek area. Maybe they are references of historic and cultural buildings and individuals.
The richly colored 3D pieces show the Carver Cultural Center, an armadillo, specific local historic figures, and lots of Indian paintbrush.
Many of them actually have the flowers sculpted into them and the color scheme of the reds, yellows, the greens.
If this ceramic bridge art sounds familiar, this isn't Ms. Kersey's first public art with the city. Brackenridge Park bridges also display her work.
Those feature like a Gulf Coast toad on one of the bridges. It features the Almas Park Golf Club. Here on East Houston, it's much more about the East Side community.
If you're wondering what they look like, wonder no more. We have lots of pictures at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.